Elise's funeral is as bad as expected. Fern has never seen so many grown adults weeping, and she finds watching middle-aged men cry particularly unbearable. Her dear Uncle Paul sobs silently, his face wet and agonizingly lined. Auntie Minty has obviously taken something. She is a walking statue, her face immobile, shrouded in black, shrunken in grief. Fern is flanked by her parents. Her mother's hands twist around a sodden lace handkerchief. Her father's jaw is set in fury. But during the eulogy, it wobbles continuously until, defeated by the sadness of the occasion, he bows his head and tears drop onto his black suited knees. Fern is in shock. The coffin horrifies her. This cannot be happening. Her cousin cannot be in that box. A wave of claustrophobia swamps her, and it's all she can do not to faint. When Diane from Crush arrived, Brian showed them into a spare room that had become a repository for broken furniture and old accounts, and they had to sit side by side on a dusty old brown sofa. For the first few minutes of the conversation, Sophie was distracted by a box file which was labelled Arthur Askey, 1935-7. "Do they always make you come in here?" said Diane. Diane looked like someone from a pop programme on TV. She had long, dark hair, white boots and no bust. She was as skinny as Sophie's 12-year-old cousin. "Why would they make me come in here?" said Sophie. "For interviews?" "Oh, no, I've never done one before." "Gosh," said Diane. "Well, it'll be painless. Have you seen Crush? It's for girls. We just want to know what you wear and who your boyfriend is and what you cook for him." Diane crossed her eyes and made a face to indicate that Crush wasn't her favourite magazine. Sophie laughed. In the summer of 1814, Anna Austin, then aged 21, approached her literary aunt with a request for help with a novel set in contemporary Regency society, which she herself was attempting to write. Over the next few months, as successive instalments were sent, edited, discussed, and returned, the exchange of letters between aunt and niece was illuminating. While finding much to praise in terms of character, dialogue, and style, Aunt Jane was constantly struck by one major deficiency: her young niece's apparent unawareness of the manners etiquette and social behaviour of the day.